You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Farah.
And I'm Veronica Rickard. Coming up at 4, we'll look at gun control as an issue in Wisconsin elections.
First, election 2016 has been called a lot of things. Brutal, topsy-turvy, disgusting, anxiety-producing. Can't do anything about the election. It's just about over. But the stress of election night is still ahead. One way that can help relax, music.
According to researchers at Mind Lab International, certain songs can help us chill out when we're going through stress-producing situations. Top on their list, a song called Weightless. It's apparently so effective, it reduced participants' anxiety by 65%, and you probably shouldn't listen to it while you're driving.
Stephen Thompson from NPR Music joins us now to share his votes for music that can help reduce anxiety. He's a panelist on NPR's Pop Culture Happy Hour. Stephen, welcome back.
That's great to be here.
Well, as a music listening guy, that's kind of your job. Do you buy this, that that listening to music can really significantly decrease our anxiety?
Oh, my God. Do I buy it? It's the only thing that has kept me from I don't even want to think about what it's kept me from doing.
What do you think it is about listening to mellow music or relaxing music that actually does seem to have a tangible effect on our psyche and the way we feel?
I mean, have you ever gone through like O'Hare Airport and you walk through like the New Age walkway where they've got like those little flickering neon lights and it's playing the ambient music and you feel it makes you feel like a business traveler from the future to kind of strut by it. And the voice at the end of the moving walkway, I think they changed it and it's not quite as much like this anymore. But you'd walk up to the edge of the walkway and it would say, the moving walkway now. Please look down the moving walkway. And the sound of the voice sounded like it was saying, all is well, all is well, all is well. And I think that music of a certain variety, whatever music calms you down, has that same effect of just like, here, it's like I'm sitting on the porch with my friends, and music has a way of placing you in a spot. And ideally, you know, comfort music places you in a spot that lowers your blood pressure just thinking about being there.
Hmm. Let's check out this music from this Mind Lab International study. They found one song that seems to be the big winner, as we mentioned, Weightless by Marconi Union. Let's give a listen. Okay, so that's kind of what it does, I guess. Maybe it does other things too, Stephen. But does anti-anxiety music, do you think it has to be that sort of slow, what would we call that, ponderous, mellow sort of sound?
Yeah, I wouldn't necessarily say that. I mean, I listen to all 9 minutes. I think it's about a 9-minute long song. I listen to the whole thing.
We should play the whole thing without talking now. I don't think our bosses are listening.
Well, people are driving.
I could not tell you much about that song beyond the first couple of minutes. You know, when I talk about transporting you to that relaxing place, that song transports you to the womb.
and the heartbeat. Yeah.
Yeah, and I think that's probably one reason why, like, scientific study determined that song really does relax you to an incredible degree. And I listen to a lot of ambient music at work. I work in a crowded office, and we don't have cubicle walls or anything like that. And so I will put on, I've got this mix actually on Spotify called Songs for Editing. And it's loud, it's louder than that. For me, it also needs to drown out exterior noise. But I listen to a lot of like this kind of swirling, enveloping, no vocals to distract you, you know, kind of sounds. I think they're very nice kind of for head clearing as much as relaxation.
And Stephen, you sent us some of your other go-to comfort music. I love that phrase, by the way, comfort music. And one of them is called, appropriately enough, Bread. Tell us about that one.
Yeah, this is one of my favorite songs of all time. It's from one of my favorite albums of all time. It's by a band called Clem Snide. And the album is called Your Favorite Music, which is also an appropriate name. And this particular song, it's just these details of like getting together with someone you love, and it conjures not only a place but the smell, and like the smell of baking bread. And like there's a line in the song, you smell like bread and now the pillow does too, and you're just transported to the most comfortable possible setting, and the song's just gorgeous.
Now here's a listen.
'cause you are the breath. And it's never work.
Nice mellow song there. It does have, I mean, bread, even the word bread just sort of evokes comfort and hearth and home and feelings of wellness.
Yeah, and his voice, the singer's a guy named Yves Barzelay, and his voice just hits this exact sweet spot for me. I've likened his singing voice to, like, Kermit the Frog. And you know how, like Kermit the Frog is this source of, like, everything's okay. His voice just cuts through a lot of stuff for me, and it just very much sounds like a phone call from a friend.
We are having a phone call with our friend Stephen Thompson right now from NPR Music.
Good.
Thank you. They pay me to do this. We're talking about music that decreases anxiety, especially in this election anxiety season. You can join in, by the way, at 800-642-1234. We have Jason on the line in Oak Creek now. Jason, hi. Jason, are you there?
Can you hear me?
Barely. I think we're going to let that go and not getting a good connection with Jason. Jason wanted to say that the bass beat of that first song we played, Weightless, helps set our heart rate. And there's that doom,
mm-hmm.
doom.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, is that... I didn't look closely at this study, but do you think there's something to that, Stephen? It's not just the associations. There's this physical thing where we can lock into it and attune ourselves to it?
Yeah, there's definitely a... I mean, I'm no scientist, but there is definitely... There are chemical reactions to certain beats and you know, and sounds. And I think setting a heartbeat that is slower than your own is a good way to at least give you the perception that your own heart rate is slowing down.
And Stephen, you sent us another great one from your go-to comfort music list, and it's got the perfect mantra for 11/16. The song is called Easy Now, and it's by Joan Shelley. Let's hear a bit.
Easy now, it's almost over. The fever will run out, now the nights are colder.
So the key phrase there being, it's almost over now.
It's written for election season, right?
I think everyone is repeating that now, Stephen. You want to share what your thoughts are on this one?
Yeah, she's just one of my favorite singers. She's a singer-songwriter from Kentucky. Joan Shelley, as you said, was her name. And when I was preparing for this segment and I was writing down, I just could not stop writing down songs that I go to, because I'm an anxious person. And so, my mind immediately takes me to these songs. Thinking about this song meant that I had to listen to this entire record on the way on the drive to work this morning. It's just such a beautiful, she has such a comforting voice. And I have used that Easy Now, It's Almost Over as a mantra throughout this election season and throughout any number of difficult points in my life that have cropped up since this record came out.
Hmm.
That's a good one. You know, talking about driving, that reminds me, I always pronounce, or I don't know how to pronounce the band's name, Sigur Rós from Iceland.
Sigur Rós
from Iceland. There's one of their albums that listening to it is definitely one of my calming things, and it is my winter dangerous condition driving CD.
Yeah.
'Cause I feel it it expands my consciousness. Maybe it's their Icelandic roots or something prepares me to deal with ice and snow or something like that. But do you have anything like that, Stephen? The harsh condition music?
Well, it's funny you should mention that. I actually do the exact same thing with that exact band.
No way.
And I have a really, really powerful sense memory of driving actually back to Wisconsin from D.C. on very, very slippery roads, kind of mountain roads in West Virginia, and having, I think the song's called Festival, this Sigur Rós song, and it's one that builds and builds and builds into this very, very, very stormy climax. And I remember, white knuckles on the wheel, my entire consciousness just enveloped by that song of just let every synapse fire, keep me on the road.
Yeah, I feel like my peripheral vision gets wider. Yeah,
your example is a perfect one.
I think we have to do a show on winter driving music, because I'm thinking right now, but I guess it's just Sigur Rós songs all the way
through. Yeah, just that again and again.
Let's take another quick caller here. We've got Doug on the line in Reedsburg. Doug, hi.
Hi.
One of my favorite bands that I ran across, because I listen to some electronic music, is Black Mill. And I think their song named Home is one of the best. Because it's electronic based, it has most of their songs don't have any lyrics to them. And I find that I am an auditory person, so I get distracted from auditory distractions really easily, especially people talking. So having music with no lyrics allows me to really focus. So when I'm doing math and stuff like that, because I'm a student, I love listening to it.
Steven, are you familiar with Black Mill at all? Maybe the song Home?
No, I just wrote down on my notes, Black Mill, Home, so I can check it out, because I'm always listening for new music in that regard. I mean, in my editing playlist, I mean, I could just rattle off names of bands that I go to again and again. There's a woman named Juliana Barwick who makes these very, like, they sound like they're ringing out of church cathedrals, beautiful, beautiful kind of soundscapes. They're human voice, but not really lyrics. A band called Stars of the Lid, which makes a kind of very, very cinematic, sweeping music, but that's still very enveloping and beautiful. I like I said, if you Google songs for editing Spotify, you should be able to find my playlist
nice.
That has a bunch of those bands on them.
We're talking with Steven Thompson right now. He's an editor and reviewer at NPR Music and a panelist on Pop Culture Happy Hour. And Steven's with us to talk about music to reduce anxiety as we head into the final day of election season.
And we'd love to hear from you at 800-642-1234. What music do you listen to when you want to feel less anxious, when you want to chill out a bit? And have you been using it this election season? Is it working? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or post on the Central Time Facebook page.
We'll pick up our conversation in just a bit here on Central Time.
You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickert, and we're talking with Steven Thompson. He's an editor, reviewer at NPR Music, and a panelist on Pop Culture Happy Hour. And Steven's here to share his music, his go-to music, when he wants to reduce anxiety. Looking at this now in the closing hours of a nerve-wracking election season.
We'd love to hear from you at 800-642-1234. Does music have this power for you? Can music reduce your anxiety? And what do you go to? What do you play in that hour of need? Call 800-642-1234 or post on the Central Time Facebook page. We'll go back to our callers. We've got Quinn on the line in Milwaukee. Quinn, hi.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. What's your music?
I listen to just about everything, but I was curious as to why. A lot of times I like to listen to like metal, so you know, you have All That Remains, Disturbed, you know, old Metallica, Black Sabbath, things of that nature. And I was just kind of, I wanted to ask Steven why music of that nature can be just as calming as, you know, the music you guys were describing a few moments ago.
Quinn, thanks a lot. And I'm there too sometimes, Steven. Queens of the Stone Age is sometimes something I want in a tense time. What do you think?
I agree completely, and I've had a lot of those experiences. My go-to is Andrew WK, who plays just this super duper duper overblown kind of party. Yeah, like hard rock party music. I think in general, first of all, the extremes I think are powerful. Extreme calm or just extreme just force of sound have this way of being very, very head clearing, and I have definitely like found myself just the like expenditure of energy of listening to extremely intense music actually I think can ultimately like leave you a little spent in a way that feels relaxing. It's almost like the feeling after a workout.
Right, I agree with that. I feel like it's almost a catharsis because someone else is screaming and letting it out while you're just sitting there a bundle of nerves, but by the time you're done, you've kind of done a little of that vicariously.
Yeah.
Well, Steven, you said this is not a scream metal track. You sent one called Bats in the Attic. This is from one of your favorite chill-out albums. What do you like about this one?
Okay, this is by a duo, a King Creosote and John Hopkins. And King Creosote is like the stage name of a Scottish singer-songwriter. And John Hopkins does amazing electronic music. He's another one. Track down the music of John Hopkins, and it serves a lot of the function we're talking about with this like loud ambient music. And they team up and make this beautiful record together called Diamond Mine that, among other things, will transport you to like the Scottish countryside. Huh. And you can just feel that location combined with this comforting, beautiful voice, that's my favorite album of a few years ago, and I go back to it again and again when I want to relax.
That's pretty. And, you know, Stephen, I like, there's like that, it kind of leaves you hanging in that anticipation for the next thing. When I think of this kind of music, A Sigur Rós too, that's kind of what leads you in and maybe decreases that anxiety.
Yeah, and I think in the case of this particular record, John Hopkins uses a lot of found sound. Mm. And so you really, the album opens with this scene in a cafe, and you're just hearing the sounds of a Scottish cafe. Mm. And it really just places you somewhere else. And that's what so much of this is about.
Let's take another caller now. We've got Jackie joining us in Madison. Jackie, hi.
Yes, hello. Good afternoon. I got to find my telephone now. Hello.
All right, there you are. What did you want to share?
Music is very great for therapy. I write incidental music for film, and music can be therapy, like a new haircut. You know, you feel good for a haircut, you get a nice one. It's good therapy, right? Mm-hmm. And music can do both relaxing and motivating you to do things. I listen to motivational music when I'm doing work, which I'm doing right now. So I listen to the ABBA or the Cars, something like that to keep me going, Ramones. But John Searle is the guy I like to listen to and relax.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, thank you for that. And Jackie saying music is therapeutic. This is kind of what we're getting at there. He likens it to a haircut, which I guess is kind of refreshing. But do
I wouldn't
you see
know
it
about
as,
that.
Is it therapy? I mean, I guess there are ways to use music in therapy.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think in general, like, music is very, very good for centering you and very much, very good for just, like, taking you to, transporting you to a comfortable place, but really, like, kind of just resetting is so important. And sometimes you don't necessarily need to relax so much as you need to reset and just kind of remember what your priorities are. And a piece of music that you know you love, that's the other thing. It's like this friend you can always count on without actually being a burden on anyone.
We are talking to Stephen Thompson from NPR Music about songs that can help reduce anxiety in an anxiety-producing election season. Here's one. Now, we're not going to identify it here because it's a bit of a spoiler. Here's one of the ones that you sent us. Let's give a listen now. All right, so unspoil it here, Stephen. What is that?
Okay, that is a very small piece of a 35-minute piece of music.
Famous classical composer, I assume. Experimental composer.
By a famous classical experimental composer by the name of Justin Bieber. That is the Justin Bieber song, You Smile, which is about a 3-minute song. Stretched out, slowed down, and manipulated in some ways to a 35-minute dirge, and it turns him into takes his voice and turns him into kind of a celestial choir boy, and it sounds a little bit like Sigur Rós, and it is so enveloping completely. Unfortunately, you can't buy it. You can't find it on Spotify. You can still track it down, like, through SoundCloud and stuff like that, but it is taking something you think is one thing and turning it into another thing completely in a way that kind of makes you respect Justin Bieber more.
Right, it sounds like one of those trance immersive sort of ambient tracks that we heard with Weightless. It seems like it's in that same school, but it's Justin Bieber. I love it. Do you know if that works with other Justin Bieber songs, Stephen? I assume you've tried it at home.
I have not spent a ton of time manipulating Justin Bieber songs, though I have heard, like, somebody took the Jurassic Park score, like about a 4-minute chunk of Jurassic Park score, and turned it into 45 minutes, and it kind of has that same effect. Part of it is you have the movements within a song become glacial in a way that just causes you to kind of just move along with the song as it very, very, very gently takes you through its changes. And the whole thing, it's a very relaxing experience.
Let's bring on another caller. Matt is with us in Spring Green. Matt, hi.
Hi. I was, what came to mind for me was, it's an aria opera written by Puccini. It's O Mio Babino Caro.
Mm-hmm. I love that one.
Yeah, and I don't know, just recently I started hearing more of it. I've been kind of searching YouTube for different opera stars, and it was just struck me, and it's so calming to me.
Huh. Well, you guys are the opera people, not me, so you speak up now.
Oh, me and Steven?
Yeah, or
Steven,
at least you.
Could you sing a couple bars?
Nobody would be relaxed by that.
I could have maybe about 20 years ago, but yeah, not now. But that's a beautiful one. Yeah, it's exactly as Matt described it there. And I think that there is something to be said. I like to listen to classical when I'm stressed out because it has no strings to my present-day world. There's nothing that really hooks me into thinking of a relationship or a point of stress. It's just kind of an otherworldly experience. I like that.
Yeah, and a lot of classical music, I'm really fond of a composer named Arvo Pärt. His stuff, again, kind of fits that mood, that mold of like very, very enveloping music. Henrik Gorecki, Symphony No. 3 is another one I go back to frequently for that same purpose.
Matt, thanks a lot.
So, Stephen, what are you going to listen to? I assume we've stressed you out a lot. What are you going to listen to once we let you go?
Oh, my gosh. I mean, I will probably go back and listen to the records I'm writing about this week, which aren't necessarily going to relax me, but I know I always have this playlist. I actually have a playlist on my iTunes called Couch Songs, and I will go, I will turn to it whenever I need to, which I'm sure I will a lot in the next 24 to 36 hours.
Nice. Well, Stephen, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate it.
Thank you. It's always a pleasure.
We're going to go out with a favorite of Stephen's. It's a track called Strawberry, some of his comfort music. Stephen Thompson is an editor and reviewer at NPR Music and a panelist on Pop Culture Happy Hour. Although he's living on the East Coast, he's originally from Wisconsin. And he joined us there to talk about what music to listen to if we want to reduce anxiety and relax.
All through the morning rain, I guess, the sun doesn't shine.